Hi, I'm Rick Reynolds, and you're listening to A Fair Recovery Radio, Radio to the Power of God. The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, sponsors, or advertisers of this station. Due to the sensitive nature of the topics discussed on this program, it is not suitable for children, so we strongly advise that children not be within listening range of this program. Also, please be advised that while we are counselors, what we're doing here tonight is not counseling, and if you have a need, we strongly advise that you seek professional help. The Affair Recovery Center is a community of counseling professionals and couples who have experienced the abundant blessing of reconciliation and renewal. We are dedicated to the restoration of marriages crippled by infidelity. Our mission is to offer hope, support, and recovery for couples and individuals who have suffered the pain as a result of infidelity, betrayal, or sexual addiction. We truly believe there's nothing the nearness of God cannot heal.
Hi, this is Rick, and welcome to Affair Recovery Radio tonight. And hell, the gang's all here.
Well, most of the gang. We're missing one of the gang.
That's right. But we're really excited at the Affair Recovery Center because we're about to release a new and revised, not totally new, but a revised product that Leslie and John have been developing for quite some time. Probably Leslie feels like all of her life, I'm not sure, because she began the process.
Well, a good portion of it.
Exactly right. She began the process long ago. And in our attempt to try to figure out how in the world you help the hurt spouse. And recently, we even did a survey, and we'll try to talk about that a little bit later on tonight. But for those of you who are listening to this broadcast tonight, or possibly as a podcast later on, I'd really like to begin by letting Leslie and John introduce themselves and why this has been an important topic and really maybe even the function that they've been serving at the Affair Recovery Center. For those of you who aren't familiar with us, I think you really will understand why this is such a big deal to all of us. So, Leslie, would you like to introduce yourself first for those who haven't heard anything about you?
Well, I know way back in the beginning when we started doing this radio show, each of us said a little bit about ourselves. And for those of you that listen to that radio broadcast, sorry for the repetition, but Leslie Hardy, and I've been a counselor with the Affair Recovery Center for over 5 years now. And when I first started working with REC, I really felt called to start groups for women who had been betrayed in their marriages, because that's my background. My first husband left me after 16 years of marriage for his affair partner. And, you know, for many of you out there, your spouses want to stay, and that's exciting. My husband did not want to stay. He decided he was out. And so one of my passions is recovery for the betrayed spouse, regardless of the outcome of the marriage, regardless of what their mate wants to do or not do.
So you figured out how to keep going even after he left.
Well, you know, through my life in different venues, I've encountered lots of people who, you know, whether they were still in the marriage or had gotten divorced, you could tell from their interactions that at some point in their marriage there had been a betrayal. And that was still what their life was revolving around. You know, I didn't know how long in the past it had happened, but it seemed like their life had been defined negatively by it. And so I greatly believe that people can recover, and although these are circumstances that nobody would ever choose, that as a person chooses to use them well, they can actually benefit and grow from them, that it doesn't always have to negatively define their life.
So, John, what would you add?
Well, probably the first
thing. Oh, when we're married.
Yeah, yes, that was going to be the first thing I said, because we neglect to mention that sometimes. But yeah, actually, Leslie and I had relatively similar experiences in terms of being betrayed in our lives. And I don't think either of us sort of set out on this path. I started in archaeology, of all things, was my undergraduate, and never really dreamed of doing counseling for a living. I worked with children with disabilities for a while, did my master's in special education, and then ended up going back and doing my doctorate in counseling. And after working for a while as a college professor, ended up sort of joining the staff with everyone here Actually, I sort of felt called to do it because I felt like as a man, I remember kind of when I went through some of that and my world was falling apart and my first marriage was falling apart, I really didn't have any kind of conceptual basis to know even where to start on how to come to terms with what was going on as a single parent all of a sudden and you know, trying to deal with a life that was spinning out all around me. But one of the things as I slowly came to terms with everything is I came to realize that there's not a whole lot out there for guys who have been betrayed or men who find themselves in this situation. And so I kind of fulfill a strange function at our counseling practice. I work a lot with people who have been betrayed, but I also work the other side of the equation too and do a lot of work with men and women who are suffering from sexually compulsive behavior, sexual addictions. Also work in the area of sex therapy and working with couples who have sexual dysfunction in their marriages. So I do a little bit of lots of different things, but we do have a men's group now for guys who are struggling with sexuality in different aspects of their lives. But Leslie and I sort of got together on working both the male and female side of the equation on betrayal, and there are some things that are very similar and some things that are a little bit different depending on the gender. But it's just been, you know, it's been a real nice opportunity to, you know, to kind of watch as God makes something beautiful out of something that at the time was very painful for both of us.
And I think one of the things that we've discovered in our work with couples is that being able to be connected, I don't know if y'all would agree with this, but I'm throwing this out, being able to have other people you're going through this program with and taking this journey with is really helpful. Would y'all speak to that, Ben?
Absolutely. I mean, I think – do you want to go? You want to talk, Leslie?
Well, you know, as Rick mentioned earlier, he sent out a survey and people sent in questions. And one of the questions is, you know – what was wrong with me? What was so terrible about me that my spouse chose to be unfaithful? And where I think groups and community are so helpful, I can tell a client sitting in my office, this isn't about you, this is about your spouse, this is about how they're dealing with life. You know, you're attractive, you're intelligent. It's not about you, it's about them. And they might believe it for a second, but they don't feel it because it feels incredibly personal. And I think that's where being in a community, whatever that looks like, and that's one of the reasons why we're trying to do this online, is so that people can have community even outside of Austin. But there's nothing like being in a group, having interaction with other people, and saying to yourself, wow, she's really great, or he's really great. Maybe it really isn't about me. Maybe it really is about my spouse. And so what you know and what you feel can begin to come together in the healing process.
Yeah, and what I was going to say was that I know in my experience and the experience of some of the clients I work with that the process itself was so isolating, the kind of grief that you experience after a betrayal. It's not like, you know, if there's been a tragedy in your family or something like that, people tend to rally around you when you've been betrayed. If, you know, in my case, I didn't even really feel like I could talk about it at all, so no one really knew what was going on with me. You know, to the extent that I did open up about it with some people, I felt like I was had the big L for loser on my forehead and didn't really want to open up about it. But it was just a very individual kind of grief, and it was a very lonely kind of grief that I went through. And I like the groups because it like Leslie says, it reminds you that there are others going through what you're going through and all those kind of areas for self-doubt that maybe it really isn't about me and you know, not pretending that I didn't contribute to some of the dysfunction in my marriage. I absolutely did. It's a nice way to actually to find some healing that you know, probably you'd be hard-pressed to find by yourself. I know one of my big things I always say is I wish there had been a group like this around when I was going through it.
Right, because I was surrounded by people who loved me, supported me, but they hadn't been through the same thing, and so I felt largely alone.
Right,
Full-length ARC radio episodes are available free to our online subscribers. Click the link below to subscribe or for more information.